Peoria residents will have a chance on Monday to weigh in on proposed development in the city's P83 Entertainment District at 83rd Avenue in Bell. The first phase, mainly streetscape and pedestrian improvements, is expected to start this summer. Scott White is the director of Peoria's Economic Development Services Department and says the area already has a lot going for it, including the Peoria Sports Complex, movie theaters, restaurants, and Arizona Broadway Theater, not to mention the people who live nearby.
The Bell Road corridor has a phenomenal demographic, economic demographic, in terms of household income, discretionary income levels, and households with incomes above $100,000. That's why you see the whole stretch of retail that stretches from the Loop 101 all the way eastward.
I've met White in the parking lot of the sports complex. With our backs to the ticket window, we see 17 acres of blacktop and white lines. But White sees potential.
So as if you were to just kind of visually imagine looking across this surface parking lot, to my right would be a six-story parking structure.
Now, maybe not the most exciting thing, but White says it'll be needed because the development will consume most of the existing parking spots. In fact, that garage and another smaller one represent Peoria's contributions to the project. White says the city will spend no more than $30 million on them.
And then what we have is a whole host of specialty retail.
And entertainment, a boutique hotel with a rooftop bar and restaurants to add to what's already there. The plan also envisions a pedestrian concourse to connect the area near the stadium to the existing shopping, dining, and entertainment. White says the P83 district is successful, but could be 10 times more successful.
I think that this type of new investment, public and private, in the entertainment district sends a message not only to Peoria, but the West Valley and the Valley as a whole, that we do view this as important.
How much of the city's sales tax revenue, et cetera, does this area generate now?
Right now, the entertainment district and our auto district easily comprise probably 50% of the city's general fund.
White says part of the project will also include more branding of the P83 area. He says people sometimes think they're in Glendale since the city line isn't far away. He wants to avoid that confusion and generally any comparison to development projects around sports venues in that city.
When we first looked at this opportunity, we knew that we had to approach this a different way. And it is a different execution because we already have a successful, vibrant entertainment district with very successful anchor tenants. So we're not building new out of a cotton field. We're taking real successful area and we're looking to add it to the next level. So that's one. Two, what we're not looking to do is just add something that has a lot of community use during game day, but something that has something to offer every day. The other difference is we're not looking to build our parking structures for this project until we know that the tenants have executed leases, that the construction financing is 100% assembled, that the equity financing needed for the project is 100% assembled, and that the city has approved of the retail developer. We have approval rights on that. So we kept enough rights in the development agreement to make sure that we know what we're getting, when we're getting it, and are we getting what we want.
Will the types of shops, restaurants, other entertainment here be vastly different than what folks can get in the Westgate area?
Yeah, we've never from day one sought to compete with Westgate, nor have we sought to compete with Arrowhead Town Center. What we're looking for is really experience-based.
White says if everything goes exactly as planned, the entire project could be done by the summer of 2016, if not the following summer. You can see a rendering of what it could look like at kjzz.org.